insist and must protest if you all will not step aside to practices of performance of your profession. I will, and I must. Seek to the highest authority among us, pound sign all lives matter. I want to introduce the listeners right now to a science field of genetics which is the study of genes. With a tool that allows you to cut those genes and splice those genes and make any kind of thing you want to make from scratch. The scientific tool for this is called CRISPR, spelled C-R-I-S-P-R. Learning about CRISPR makes you understand we're all the same man, woman, and everyone. There is no such thing as a really, really, really evil, evil deed as much as understanding what we can do in a scientific creation of who we are at the most basic of smallness of building blocks. We are all the same. There is nothing intrinsically different with us, and if there was, we could actually change it, individually change it. We could take an individual nose and make it any kind of way we want, an eyes and everything. It's a possibility to actually engineer each and every piece of our body at the most smallest form. So why are we shooting each other in the streets of racial classified locations that put us in groups of teens, sad and this, that, and fight each other? That is so outrageously stupid. I'll just start to learn how well the same we are, literally all the same. We are dependent on all of the same things as our basic needs. We are all the same. If we are going to fight, we are fighting it because we don't have our basic needs, not because of base, that's a cop out. And how we don't get our needs, it's because they're not the same as us, so we deserve it and they don't this, and it's so stupid. Why bother even going there with your mind? It's stupid, it's irrational. And if you believe in a higher power, which I do, he's going to put you down so hard it's like an ounce of your mind. You're an ant, you focusing on something so small as pathetic, and that's occupying so much of your time, that's pathetic. Don't you have anything better to do? Within the scope and focus of documentation within the medical industry itself on how professionals should be communicating to patients, angels are coming. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell, ding ding. http://knock-angels.card.co. To pull down God, then down unto whomever it is and wherever they might be within my reach to initiate a correspondence. Truth Finder or Intellius background reports, I am a member for sure, no problem, no delivery of qualified services in the medical industry just deserves such an use and outcome. Be damned you all. You can try to complain about this process to which I know I must. If you're going to call it anything, my actions I declare is called legal necessity. I will definitely be acting in all of what I'm doing to be the lesser of two evils. Desperate times seeks out of the box thinking and desperate measures. The year is 2023, and to whom you would actually pay attention to? Absolutely nobody would be excluded to be considered out of my reach. If they are actually providing current information society matching of a contact from your history onto your background check return results report. These are categorically valid matching to family relations and associate relationships. Or in other words, people that you personally know. The year is 2023. It's not easy to say, but you would have to not disagree. This is something I could do if I have to. I will and I must insist. The delivery of a new standard, whether or not you have it or not, it is empowered now, not tomorrow. Get over yourselves. Grow up. For the person that I would have to be deemed incompetent. Be challenged to the contract of what their duty is in their profession, and to not be doing that duty and causing harm, especially specifically my death. Perhaps, peace is not possible. It would not be peaceful to call in this desperate reach as a relationship showing on a report in our civil society. Informational empowered society. Such an ass might not be so peaceful. It might be a little chaotic. Perhaps, even dangerous upon my own life self. So be it. To lay it all out on the line to what is actually happened. And I know it's wrong and they call it wrong. Maybe they would disagree and agree with you. I don't care. I at least made it standing common sense. I have to put it into the air of all time human history. I will protest the outcomes to the way I've been treated. It's not right, and it can never be right. The way it is sitting you dead and silent and I really do die. The Hippocratic Oath is supposed to prevent this from occurring. But I don't see it enough as a deterrent for sure, but it's happened here is outrageous. Even though nurses may not be required, along other medical staff personnel, the tone should ring through I'll just take the lead to be within the scope as the Hippocratic Oath shows us the way in a collective. Doctors must be held to hold their Hippocratic Oath and be damned if they don't they should be gone and lose their license. L's license and his degree is worthless issuance of garbage across our entire society garbage. The auditing process begins. Everybody should just basically be in awe of how this could happen at all. And do something to make up for the difference to do your performance to your best of excellence. To do no harm is to do no harm. But it's easily known is that there has been irreparable harm done. For everybody that I deal with this and to the next priority those who are in the priority must not make it worse. Actually, make what they do as a job function really really real. The urgency to which I know the stakes I could die at any time now seriously. As bad as I have right now compromised I could die. These are the rules that should be governing your position. Your authority that to hold that position. And my authority to challenge it and to have you removed if it's necessary. All I want is a doctor that is real and realistic authentic and will be honest and to have his job know that his skills are highly respected. But if it's a phony baloney, he bought his paper degree, a forgery. And has been just winging it. More likely than not, I will know better. This is an indeclinable involvement of an inatriality audit. Web, link, https://websters-dictionary1828.com/dictionary/indeclinable. Indeclinable. Indeclinable, adjective, Latin indeclinabilis. In indeclino. Not declinable. Not varied by terminations. As, pondo, in Latin, is an indeclinable noun. Yes, yes, people, it's one of those Latin words that defines our legal system. Exactly what I'm saying. This is law and order, people. As I said above, this ain't no amateur hour. These words are written because Felicia did this. Don't do this, James, as though I would be held to its consequences. Don't do this, James. The word is an indeclinable. Don't do this, James. Don't do this, James. Dash, 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 dash. Thus the following texts are issued. Dash, 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 dash. This is that extreme. Until further notice, as far as I'm concerned. First off, Felicia. If there is anybody outside of our individual relationship that is directing you to do anything other than what is that I expect of you and you are still being upper man gauged pressure, somehow, to not engage me as a patient in a patient-centered methodology. As is the proper way to be communicating. To not apply the dynamics of these guidance document articles. PFCC, patient and family-centered care. A huge void has been established for a long, dash, term period of time. And you're the one who stepped into a pile of shit. Dash, 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 dash. Web, link, https://www.ipf.org/about/pfcc.html. Patient, dash, and family, dash, centered care. Patient, dash, and family, dash, centered care is working with patients and families, rather than just doing to or for them. Patient, dash, and family, dash, centered care is an approach to the planning, delivery, and evaluation of healthcare that is grounded in mutually beneficial partnerships among healthcare providers, patients, and families. It redefines the relationships in healthcare by placing an emphasis on collaborating with people of all ages, at all levels of care, and in all healthcare settings. Inpatient, dash, and family, dash, centered care, patients and families define their family and determine how they will participate in care and decision, dash, making. A key goal is to promote the health and well, dash, being of individuals and families and to maintain their control. End of web document. Dash, 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 and I continue here to challenge and confront the matter in hand. Remember my name, I want to be called Martin. My name is James Martin Driscoll. My last name is a lesser known spelling. Spelled, I'm emphasizing second syllable. The spelling of a nasty four-letter word. The word kill. Please is request of niceness and cordial affairs. This has not been anywhere close to being cordial. I am not requesting but I'm demanding. My last name is spelled, remember it. D-R-I-S, with an emphasis on. K-I-L-L, spells, kill. Kill. Trees. Kill. Shall we play no more games? Games you say back. Perplexed by the notion. I'm saying exactly what I'm saying. No more war games. Kill me not, not today. A kind of big necessity to be in the know on the technology instructional videos that are found to be prevalent across YouTube. Don't give me, dash, dash, no shit. The social media tagging genre of these instructional videos. #OSINT, a very disturbing trend of educational demerits found on YouTube. These are dangerous tools of hacker/stalker technology with darknet possible applications that drives massive scale oblivion billions that untie the social bonds of trust. This leads to full complete social collapse. Yes, you heard that. Effectively, I do not know. What I do know is, we are driving and diving strange social destructive priorities of technology adaptations. That stands for open source intelligence, a category of coded technology tools which are used to find and perform stalking in various other negative or dark elements of our technology dennis within our ability. Just because we are capable of something doesn't mean that we should be doing it. On a wide, wide, massive scale, a complete wrong way empowerment. Invasion of privacy and other various searching. You don't get it out and claim that you have some sort of distraction, failure to know exactly where this is going. Exactly why you will not have this discussion with me. Just plain dumb I have to assume you all have an IQ of to continue this absolute war game creation of a disastrous future time. Plausible conclusion. A. Man-killing technology darknet overlay across our iser interfaces? Like, avoid you allow this to just be as it is and go on your merry day. K-I-L-L, spells kill. I do not give you the consent in any way, shape or form to kill me. To kill me. I am here, protest in GF phase of tacit consent that I have not expressively said it. You are not given the consent with your intention or your lack knowledge interest to hold on to an ignorance. That kills me. Dot. You do not have that my consent to have the intent or to hold on to your ignorance that kills me. 2. To kill me with intention or to kill me with invention. The presence of a definable and provable fact. An application of maladjusted technology coding. A silent and creative presence. Is the only thing that makes any logical sense. Whatever you want to think, believe or see, if you don't really know me very well then you know I am most serious. Am I writing here? What I say here is absolute. I do not give you the permission to or the test consent to be outside of any integrity, to be not what you say you are but to be in compliance with the hours. I really would like to have some respect. For any healthcare professional reading these words, would you please respond that under in this for the moments to do your job? Would you please take the lead away from pressing me to tell you I told you so? On the site of mpino.com, would you take your MP records interview, look at the page, look at the page, look at the page. There's a job description in your very own. Dot. I do not take kind to being the end of the line. I might disease that I should not be at this stage in any kind of fathomable way. And I'm dying from HIV/AIDS disease when I should not be dying. These situations before you are severe. These situations are extreme. They are dire and really seriously in jeopardy of being a fatal beyond belief tragedy. We should never have ever gotten to this stage this fast. We are here and we have to deal with it. So far, nobody has come up to the rational reasoning and say the patient is right about the assessment of damage caused. We should not be at this stage, and we are going to do something about it. For others who are snagged as well, the similar circumstances that follow down and collapse by the same pathology. Do I need to go out to the web and show you example after example after temple of reviews on Google? This is described in a different section of my writing. I know what is going on as the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is the only thing I will deal with. I claim this is an artificially suspended wrongdoing onto a massive scale deliverance of actual harm being done to this nation as an actual warfare harm to this country. To nullify normalcy. I demand immediate capture of resolve over this matter. Now today. Not tomorrow, not next week. This instant second of time passing. Never will what I know I see can be the legitimized certified way we all to be following. What I see is in all of the mess of misbehaving, a marvel of molding muck, is not beyond a reasonable vision to see it as artificially suspended condition. Mowing down the laws of nature. Pushes this into a perspective. No wonder, and is the only conclusion that makes any rational sense. Since 2005 I registered a location on the web. To define the maladjusted community culture. An executioner has been at my heels and at the forefront causes, controlling this to every aspect, unbelievable to unbelievable portions, intention gone awry way awry. To an intentioned point of diminishing returns. Of my ability to find a voice in a cause of change to a betterment of course corrections. And here it soundly said. What I do indeed know, I know. And of course I don't know everything, and what I don't know I say so. I don't have to settle for second best. This situation is real, so be that inspiration of quality care and returns. This assumption of realism care is not assumption that I would dare. It's either real and it me proving real, or it's not, and you should be shot cowering on such a fraud. It is treasonous, severely treasonous in its whole design. Maybe you don't understand why I have such a position. I shouldn't have to beg on my hands and knees. I will not beg on my hands and knees. This is the exact paradigm that keeps getting violated. I can't see how you can actually sleep at night. Who has done this intentionally to me? Felicia, you've heard of this concept of patient, dash, and family, dash, centered care. Correct. That was what you were trained in, correct. This is not something completely new abstract philosophy that you human name Felicia working at Wesley Health Center on Vermont Street in Los Angeles, California in this year 2023? Right? Your actions, that first voice call at a distance, has pushed you into a demerit score. Issuance by a school that is here under the guidance of knowing should be and not be present in communications. Explains yourself. Should not be a new concept for you to not know and not hold. To bestow upon me in my faith and trust that you can indeed be relaxing and a beneficial influence onto my healthcare provider services to be future performed. I must insist, step up and help me to part this void of the lack of need for you all to actually pay attention and listen to me. It has already shown itself, so we have to do something about it, and for that I am insisting on an explanation for what has occurred, and it be written into the record. As honest and if to God you represent yourself as professional as you should be. What occurred should be understood unacceptable in any kind of way. I did nothing wrong. Why is it they have to experience this every single place I go? Why is it this is the model that is actually insistently embedded into my path? I know the truth. This is not just a mere moment of an insignificant coincidence or a failure of some sort of human imperfection to give immediate forgiveness for. And even if it was, truly mesmerized by the actual stakes that are at hand, I insist a newly formed creation of contract law over and on top allowed to be of consensual practices that I do not give my consent for. In the medical care providing they are actually and operating, a waste of a documents called the United States of America Constitution and its formation of this country as a whole. Just throw that out the window and be damned y'all for doing this. For allowing this. For enabling this. For condoning this. Without confronting this. I am confronting this. It is the reality of what is happening here. Am medical care a written promise that this is the model you are actually operating? And I get my life back from all of these disturbances. There's extreme over the top extreme. How dare you all do this to me? How dare you? That includes my very own mother and family, by the way. So if so or if not so, what caused the interference in the first time you attempted to have a conversation with me over the phone in this such degree? If there is a person that is overseeing your actions, provide me with their name and I'll show you what we should do about that immediately. I do not believe this is just mere coincidence. There are certain things that I know that you don't know, perhaps that I know. We can put a termination to that of corrosive and coercive behavior effective immediately. They will not be able to control you. Should they actually fire you, you would have a wrongful termination case of the century as well. I know they have been able to control others in the same paradigm. That is a work environment where consent is out of balance. That is a work environment where dog-eat-dog is the rules of order. That is a working environment where coercion is the matter that you're all under an umbrella covering over everything that happens under such covers. There is an answer for this, and it's just very simple. It's about consent and lack thereof when you issue inexpressively what is unacceptable. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs and spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell, ding ding. http://showalofconsent.com. I'll say it again. At final time in this text. Ain't no amateur our people. It's time to grow the fuck up. Environments are all over the place resoundingly showing themselves to be a dysfunctional arrangement of a collective agreement bargaining away our humanity. Where fear tactics and intimidation, retaliation, or basically violent non-critical thinking, those hate mentalities infecting us flourish among us. I haven't looked up anything yet. I'm giving you the benefits of the doubt before I have to lay it all on the line where you are actually intentionally creating this disturbance, which can be proven. On Glassdoor.com, upon your actual working environment. There may or may not be ongoing staff to company reports of your employee base. If you have taken ownership of such reports, and if that is what it is that you do, just ignore something forever. How functional your actual corporate training has been upon the delivery of your services. Yes, you better think, indeed it is my business to know something is wrong and needs to be something better. Enforceable better. I'm not looking it up yet. I'm hoping I don't see what I think I see already established. Be it that maybe, I don't have any other choices, but to push you guys to do the right thing because you need to be pushed. Everything that I expect of my mother. You know about my life specifically and the life dynamics of her son specifically. I expect it of each and every single doctor that is part of my medical health care. This is a matter that is a demand. This is a matter that is indeclinable. This is a matter that is defined as a deliverance. My doctor S and those who are in the field itself all have NP numbers and they have records at npino.com. I don't see how my mom can just sit there and be proud of her own actions, or lack thereof. This conflicted upside-down disaster of outcomes. I should not have to have a court-level accepted testimonial record to convince my very own mother, for my mom too has been an obstacle in the impairment of disabilities in all of this. Instead of the supportive decision-making model crafting and supply to new of ideal, requiring legal change, described as a paradigm shift understanding. That of course would be the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Signed by the United States of America in 2009. For a family has not even yet truly stepped forward, in a supportive role, in this family. A family should have been when something like this has truly been set into motion underway unstoppable. The actors involving this, are actually not just accidentally creating backward mentality. Mom, having more faith in them than her own very son. To attempt to direct me to follow them. She never issue a complaint or statement of dissatisfaction. Time after time after time, collapse after collapse after collapse of my interpersonal associations involving my actual HIV care and any and all aspects of connective social services. All of most aspects of social networks are intentionally broken by this process. intentionally dysfunctional by this process. Intentionally, it serves no meaning except for to define it as what it is actually put into motion. This is called a systematic acts of intense community-involved hate. These go to the criminal intent to disturb the trust and the social influence of her son upon the rest of it all, as he is allowed to just be attacked, 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 and attacked. To murder her son.